Hi, I'm Ed Bajarski. I'm a master gardener,
and this is Garden Talk on Juno Afternoon.
Fruits and berries. This time of year is a great time for planting, transplanting, dividing, getting potentially, if you're lucky to have a neighbor who has extra raspberries, and most will after a short time because they spread underground. That's one good way, and that way maybe you have already tasted those berries. And you need warm, sunny, well-drained, dry conditions for them. More sun is better for better flower production, and then better fruit production, and better flavor and sugar content. Strawberries are another one that spread fast, multiply fast. My wife was just transplanting some into hanging baskets, and the advantage of that is they're out of reach of the porcupines and the slugs. Around here we've got the pie cherries are the most common. Those often called telephone hill cherries, historically, those cherries probably came from the old Sitka experiment station around the turn of the last century. They're probably the easiest of the cherries to grow here, and part of it's probably because they're survivors. The nice thing about pie cherries is first one tree in the yard is enough, they are self-fertile. With sweet cherries, some are self-fertile, you only need one tree, but many of them do need a second variety to plant or have nearby. And it can be a pie cherry, can pollinate sweet cherries. The other thing to look for in a sweet cherry is crack resistance. Down south, it's a real problem if they get rain during the ripening time of the sweet cherries and they suddenly expand and crack. They almost explode. And of course, that makes them unmarketable and they rot. Sam cherry is a crack-resistant cherry. That's a sweet cherry, but needs a cross-pollinator. Vandelay is another sweet cherry, likewise crack-resistant, needs a pollinator. Lapin's cherry is a sweet cherry that is self-fertile. So you could get away with just one of those. Or again, you could have a Lapin cherry and some other variety, and so that would help pollinate the different variety. So then if we move over to apple trees, we have to choose apples which will ripen here in southeast Alaska, which is looking like end of August through September. Maybe we'll have apple ripening weather into early October if it's not too wet or too cold. We want to find scab resistance. Scab is a fungus disease. You'll have black or brown patches on the fruits. They may crack. It isn't going to hurt you to eat them, but it looks ugly. So with apples, we normally want to have two different kinds at least. Here's one called Akane, A-K-A-N-E, that is scab resistant, ripening roughly early to mid-September, a good and tasty red apple. And that is a Williams Pride apple. Again, a scab resistant variety, a red apple, a little bit later ripening. An old variety that we'll find all over southeast Alaska. It's a very old Russian variety. It's the first one to ripen around here. Starts out green, and we've picked some of these at the end of August to the first week of September. And at that stage, they're tart, and they are perfect for pies. They've got a very tender skin. I don't peel them, just slice them up, add sugar and cinnamon into the pie shell, and bake quickly. But again, the yellow transparent very quickly turns more yellow and gets soft and mealy. Then at that stage, it's really quick to cook down for applesauce.
Garden Talk is produced by KTOO's Shelley Delaney. I'm your host, Ed Bajarski. If you have questions, please send them to me at edbajarski@hotmail.com. You can also find us on the web at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's always gardening season in Juneau, at least in my neighborhood. Spring is coming.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.